WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touting what he calls the golden age of America as he addresses the United Nations General Assembly and said the UN speaks in empty words.
What is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential.
Before his remarks, he wrote on social media that he is calling off a scheduled meeting with Democratic congressional leaders because their approach to government funding is not realistic. The deadline to avert a government shutdown is September 30th. The Secret Service says it stopped a plot that could have disrupted cellular service across New York City after an investigation into threats led to locations around the city where hundreds of servers were seized. Shares in Tylenol maker Kenvue are trading higher today despite yesterday's comments from the president that pregnant women should not use Tylenol because of a potential for an autism. Health experts say there's no causal link between acetaminophen and autism. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. City leaders are getting closer to opening Madison's new homeless shelter, but they're also asking for help. Until the pandemic began, shelter services were not part of the city's purview. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
The system that had served Madison and Dane County for more than 35 years, relying primarily on faith-based organizations and private donations for shelter space, meals, and operations, collapsed in the wake of COVID-19. And while it is not traditionally the job of city government to provide homeless shelters, either here in Madison or around the country, it was the city and Dane County that stepped up to preserve and improve these vital services.
The city and county were involved in a few different projects, including the shelter site on Zier Road and a campground. Now, the next big project is the 24/7 men's shelter. It's on Bartolon Drive and will be able to house 250 people. The mayor announced yesterday that the city will be dedicating $1.7 million in the city's budget to the shelter. But here's the thing. It's expected to cost $4 million to run each year. That leaves a $1.3 million gap in annual operational costs.
I'm excited to announce today that a new private group called Shelter Friends will soon launch a campaign to help close the gap needed to make the most of this facility. We need the business community, philanthropists, Dane County, and Madison residents to help us.
Meanwhile, some advocates are concerned about the capacity. Porchlight's Zier Road shelter has housed more than 350 people, while the Bartolon Drive location will only have space for 250. At the start of this year, officials and volunteers did their yearly count. They believe there are about 800 people without housing in Dane County. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched the spot in the playoffs for the Padres, their fourth in the last six seasons, the game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, and just enough instability around whereby we could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 72. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Currently, it's 65.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Dr. Kristen Lierley, who joins me in studio. Then Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin talks about fall events. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
A few hours before we tape this broadcast, we got word that our long national late nightmare is over. Because Disney announced that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to air.
Yeah. Viva la Resistance.
Yeah. I love that they're supporting each other in late night.
No, absolutely. Yeah, speaking of supporting each other, here comes a hero of democracy. Why? Look who's here.
What?
It's Allison Gill from Mother She Wrote and just general.
Yeah.
Hottie boombaladiness. Allison Gill stars in every podcast ever created.
Allison Gill.
Jack, Daily Beans, Clean Up on Aisle 45, Mother She Wrote. I don't
know.
She's an industry. She's not just a woman. She's a myth. She's a legend. She's an industry. Why, she's Allison Gill, bitches, and you're not.
That's not the same stuff.
I want a fancy sign with my initials. Hi, AG. Hi. That's a fancy new studio you got there.
Thank you. A friend of mine makes these cool custom soundproofing boards. And, you know, I figured since I'm doing more video these days, which I am dead set against, but will do for the people.
For the people. For yes. America. Yeah, exactly.
No makeup.
Yeah, beauty schmal. Listen, this is we got to take the wins or we can get them. But this was a big one. The suspension lasted an eighth of a Scaramucci, I believe. Jimmy Kimmel suspension.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it shows the power of resistance, right? The power of, you know, and I'm not, under any delusion that Disney did the right thing because it's the right thing, but they were feeling the pressure, right? I think they lost billions in just overnight, practically.
Yeah, I think people power beats money power, and I think we're learning that. We learned it in Wisconsin when Elon dropped $25 million to try to defeat the judge election there. We saw it in New York City with all the millions pouring into Cuomo's campaign. We're beating that, and we see it when we boycott Target. They drop 5% on back to school week, which is unheard of.
I mean, all these big stars saying it wouldn't work. Also, Mandami, speaking of New York City, would pull out of the ABC thing. But what I was saying, AG, it shows you what solidarity means. That if we have each other's back and we stand together, what's the whole thing? You stand together or we'll hang alone. I mean, and this is a perfect, I hope this is the moment, I don't know what you think, where the tide turns, where we just, America says no more. Even people on the right were saying this is, the First Amendment is the First Amendment for a reason, right? It's the first one.
Yeah, this could be it. I mean, also, you know, I think the mass deportation and tearing apart our communities is where that started. and kind of moved us into focus, right? So, you know, Pete Buttigieg put it best. He said, Donald Trump wants you to think he's more popular than he is, and he doesn't want you to know how powerful you are.
Yeah.
And so it works. Now, I haven't resubscribed yet. I'm waiting to see, because I know ABC is still going to preempt a bunch of stuff, Sinclair and Nextstar and these, you know,
I can't say Nextstar,
it on your show. But
I know Sinclair has said they're not going to air it tonight. Nextstar, too. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's just the almighty these mergers, right? Because you wouldn't put it past Trump to go, no, I'm going to stop the mergers. And
yeah, either stop the mergers. And the fact that one guy can own enough ABC affiliates to steer the entire network, that should be illegal.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Well, speaking of, you know, also it used to be illegal, remember, taking a big bag of cash to do. Remember when that was? Okay.
Papa's got a brand new bag man.
Yeah.
You said that. You said that. That's funny. Papa's got a brand new bag man. Yeah, I don't. Seriously, taking a big bag of cash on tape used to be kind of like game over. And now we're just, like we said to Charlie, now it's just Tuesday, right? I mean, will we ever see this tape?
Hey, by the way, you didn't get raptured.
No, that's right.
No.
What? I guess we're heathens.
I'm left behind.
Yeah.
When was that supposed to be? I didn't have it on my calendar.
I knew it was today, but I wasn't sure of the time.
So there's still time.
I don't think it's like a solstice where there's a particular time that it happens.
Really?
I think it's
Allison,
in general thing.
Yeah, Allison makes a good point. She said, all I can think about when folks bring up the rapture is free shoes for atheists. I mean, I think that's an important point. I could use Papa could use a brand new bag and some new pair of shoes. Mama needs some new shoes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the shoes and the cars are all going to be stupid and ugly from, you know,
from
the people who
are
leaving.
And pranksters, don't do that thing where you release all the inflatable dolls so people think that it's the rapture. Don't do that. don't prank
the
end timers.
Hey, did you see it? Man, I told Chuck Schumer not to meet with Donald Trump. It wouldn't happen, and that meeting got canceled too, like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. We are not in the same era. When people go, we want both sides to work together. No, he specifically told them don't talk to Democrats. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, and on one hand, you can say, well, now we can say we tried, but also you can't say that you fought. So, like, we knew that this wasn't going to happen, so why not just stand up and say, no, it's your government, you want to shut it down, shut it down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you a dime to fund this regime. Why didn't you just do that from the jump? I don't understand. That, like you said, we aren't in 2011. Politics isn't the same anymore.
Yeah. Well, and you made great points on, again, why what happened at Disney. You said Disney's down 2.56 since last Monday. You also said Bob Iger has a real chance to be a hero and say, you make me, to the FCC by reinstating Kimmel. You said, I'll sign back up for Disney Plus if he does. Until then, keep canceling your subscriptions. And then you retweeted, John Oliver says Bob Iger should use the only phrase that can genuinely make a weak bully go away, and that is, you make me.
Yeah.
So you're right. We'll see how this all this plays out, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I said it on my weekly wrap-up. This week, he's a paper tiger. I remember when E. Jean Carroll sat in front of him in court and she said, I just looked at him and I was super surprised that he's a small, mediocre man and nothing more.
Yeah.
And if you punch back at a bully, they back down. He's weak.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be doing all this if he had any kind of strength at all. So I think it's a lesson, it's a strongman lesson that, you know, people like Ruth Ben-Ghiat have been screaming at us for years.
but
I think that just goes to show. And, you know, the Wall Street Journal, who didn't back down, even though they screwed up during Charlie Kirk week because they are still jerks. But they didn't back down when he sued them. Some of the law firms that are standing up are winning. So it's about standing up to bullies and Colbert had it John Oliver had it exactly right.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't know which legal analyst it was, Allison, but said that Trump actually was surprised. It seemed surprised. The first person, like, was it ABC that settled with him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows these lawsuits are BS, Allison. He knows he wouldn't win. I mean, I think even he was shocked at the you know, velocity of capitulation that happened. And then, like you say, they're dominoes. Then the cowardice is contagious, right?
Right. And we're seeing it with the ridiculous New York Times lawsuit where, you know, Trump is like the sui generis of Donald Trump's amazing billionaire zeitgeist of our time, who has starred in such amazing media enterprises such as WrestleMania 5 and All My Children will live in the minds and hearts of Americans forever. And I, therefore, am suing the New York Times for what we don't know exactly. But we are mad. And the judge was like, GTFO, dude, right. This is the dumbest thing I've ever read. You're burnt, and you can try to file again in 28 days. Stop being stupid. Like,
yeah,
it will happen, and it will keep happening. But that's not the point. Winning is not the point for him.
He's just immune to facts, though. Did you see that exchange with John Carl? He's like, I'm winning a lot. And the last is John Carl's like, yeah, they threw that one out against the New York Times. I'm winning yeah. a lot. Yeah. So you said there's only one way to resolve this, release the Homan tapes. Don't you hope like someone at least leaks it? I mean, I don't know how we would. Can we legally obtain it?
Well, somebody leaked the memo that described it to the press. So presumably the tapes can also be leaked. They can also be FOIA'd under the Freedom of Information Act.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm actually looking at that. I just got Judge Beryl Howell just approved my expedited review of my FOIA request for release of the Epstein files.
Yeah. Yay.
The training videos there, the videos that trained the FBI personnel how to locate and tag and remove Donald Trump's name from the Epstein files.
Huh. That doesn't seem at all suspicious.
No,
not really. I just got that motion granted, and so she actually invited us to file a motion for summary judgment, so we did, and we'll know by November 21st.
You are a democracy warrior, warrior lady.
No, you're doing amazing work.
Yeah, and you retweeted Empty Wheel, who said, if you have a GOP congressperson not named Massey, MTG, Mace, or Boebert, today's a good day to call them and tell them to be on the right side of history on Epstein. Am I alone in feeling a little hopeful and happy-clappy going to come out, this whole Epstein thing, eventually?
I think it'll maybe come out in drips and drabs. There might be a couple, you know, those burn bags Kosh Patel was so worried about. He might have been, you know, he might be borrowing them for his own utilization with the Epstein files right now. But I mean, we'll see. It's a long process. I think the fight is the point. And also the point is whatever the survivors want. And after I saw their press conference, where Trump tried to interrupt with a military flyover, they want this release. They want people to sign this discharge petition. And I think there's an election today to elect another Democrat to the House, and that would be the final signature. So we might actually at least pass the discharge position. What the DOJ and the government's going to do with it, they'll probably just ignore it. But it's the pressure is important.
So, via ABC, President Trump's assistant and former defense attorney, Lindsey Halligan, was sworn in today at the Justice Department as the interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. You said she has 6 days to indict Jim Comey. Let's see if a grand jury will deliver. Did you, Jody, Google her? She does look like a Sports Illustrated model. She has prosecuted neither a state nor a federal case ever.
Right.
Okay. So... Mm. Yeah, I literally when I first Googled it, I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, are you? I didn't think anything would pin the bimbo scale more than Alina Haba. Bless me.
Bless you.
Well, that was another winning lie, right? Because Trump put on Truth Social. She won for me in the Democrat documents hoax. She actually lost. She filed that special master case against Merrick Garland, and Merrick Garland fought her on it and won, like, decidedly. And the 11th, like the whole conservative group of judges down there was like, nah, bro, you can't. It would be like if a crack dealer gave crack to a guy. The guy didn't give him any money. And then the crack dealer went to the cops and said, hey, you got to help me get my money. You can't do that. You can't get equitable jurisdiction through inequitable means. He's the world's dumbest criminal. And he lost. Lindsey Halligan lost, embarrassingly lost that case and was bench slapped by the judge. So anyway, she's the winner.
Did the filing actually say nah, Bo? Okay.
Yeah, I think it did. It said, nah, that's sketch, bruh.
nobody speaks legalese like Allison Gray.
Right, yeah.
But also a good tip. You said if you're in the Eastern District of Virginia and get a jury summons, maybe don't sit this one out. You could end up on a Jim Comey or Tish James case. I mean,
yes, that's my meme. Like, yeah, you know, like, don't throw away that jury summons. You could end up on a Jim Comey case or a James case.
This is what I said. This is going to be a test case, Allison, for what I said, you know, with Trump 2.0. I'm like, are you not going to need crimes or evidence in Trump 2.0? And yeah, here we are. I mean, you have one prosecutor going, no, there's no there with this Tish James, you know, mortgage BS. So are they, how do you do that, Allison? Do you manufacture? Is it like planting the pot? Someone, do you manufacture evidence or what do you do?
Well, you are embarrassed by the shockingly low number of indictments you're able to get from a grand jury. You can no longer indict a ham sandwich. The reason you could indict a ham sandwich is because previously the DOJ would bring the facts and the law out of the table. Joyce Vance told me a great story about how she had a case file that she was not going to take to the grand jury because she wouldn't be able to get an indictment.
Yeah.
She would open it and close it and make barking sounds. Arr, 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 arr. It's all bark and no bite. And I asked her what her percentage of getting an indictment was when she was an attorney. And she says, in the 8 years that I was a U.S. attorney, my return rate for indictments was 100%. Every single time I went to the grand jury, I got an indictment. And they can't get them now. And I think that that's we the people's role in the judiciary is the grand jury. Yep. And the federal and the Pettit jury, the trial jury, and we got to make sure that we're there and we're shutting down these cases.
Can I just say those Alabama roll tiders are wacky. I would give anything to see Joyce Vance make her legal papers bark. Oh, papers. Or does they make chicken sounds like her chickens?
Like Arsenio Hall dog pound.
Ho, ho, ho.
Can't believe the Cleveland Browns pulled off that game. Anyway.
I know Jeanine Pirro now has, 99 bottles of beer on the wall and 99 declinations from grand juries to indict. I believe she does. Mm-hmm. I just made that up right now. I know that wasn't that strong a joke, but I made it up
doughy.
Right now.
Nice.
A little doughy.
That's nice. And even a trial jury in L.A. Dismissed a case because that big, beefy Border Patrol guy?
Yes.
Vino?
Yeah.
He lied during his testimony and said that this person hit a Border Patrol agent, but then they showed the video and it was the Border Patrol agent who hit the person, and the jury took less than an hour to acquit him. And the reason they were at trial is because they couldn't get a felony from a federal grand jury, so they charged a misdemeanor, which you don't need a grand jury for, and they still lost.
I can confirm the filing out here did say Nabo, that sketch. Nabo. Okay. Well, she writes better material than I do, so I'm just going to steal it. Okay. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth.
Yeah, it's the best. The jammies, the blankets, the sheets. Oh, my God. They get softer with every wash.
They do.
Made from viscose from bamboo. And, Mike, let's talk about my bamboo stretchy pajamas, shall we?
Yeah.
This is the moment you put them on. You just go.
I like that top.
That was my muskrat from Muskrat Love. That's what I say. I say. Okay, and the bubble cuddle blanket. I don't even want to tell you the sound that makes me make. It is so cozy. Plush textured faux fur. It's not just stunning. It is nap-inducing. It's so cozy. Cozy Earth backs everything. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go now to CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie at checkout for 40% off your new favorite pajama set or blankie. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie if you get that post-purchase survey. Say you heard about Cozy Earth from The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
What are you thinking in that sick mind of yours?
Well, fall is in full swing. Perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, washable silk tops and skirts, perfectly tailored denim, and all at prices that feel too good to be true. Getting chilly where you are? Ooh, they're wool coats. They look designer level, but cost a fraction of the price, and the quality just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middleman, Quince cuts out that middleman to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. I'm not kidding. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. I love accessories. I got some amazing earrings. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping with your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Stephanie. Get free shipping. Quince.com/Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This is Jim Santel, the host of Amicus, a law review on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Every step you take at the Dane County Walk to End Alzheimer's brings hope to families affected by dementia. Join WMDX on October 5th at Warner Park as we walk to raise funds for care, support, and research. Free registration at alz.org/walk.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Hey, hey, happy Bisexual Awareness Week, everyone.
Oh, I'm aware. Believe me, I'm aware.
Oh, my God.
That's why you brought out the Jefferson Starship.
Oh, this is a fantastic story. So I was wrong. Trump didn't have to wait to get to the stage to be an international embarrassment to us. The escalator stopped.
At the UN building.
Right.
Yeah.
And if
was on
the escalator
way up,
tries to bring you down.
Oh, no. Let's go. I just was saying, the escalator owed us, because that's where all this nightmare started. So give hooray for the escalator at the UN. The escalator stopped dead just as he and Melania Trump stepped on it.
Yep.
God, just send us a sign, any kind of sign, if he should not be on the world stage. After a moment of confusion, Melania quickly strode up the stalled steps while Trump followed behind.
Does he know how to use a broken escalator?
Probably not.
I don't think
he
so.
But that's why he was confused.
Yeah.
Cue the Mitch Hedberg clip. I love escalators. They can never break down. They can only become stairs.
So he, of course, whined in his speech. There's two things I got from the United Nations, a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter.
The escalator simply became stairs.
There you go.
It's not hard.
It's not that hard a concept.
Escalator out of order. Sorry for the convenience.
Jeez, I hope he didn't strain himself and have to take Tylenol. Oh, God. All right.
He's so 20, boring.
29 minutes after the hour. More Allison Gill on The Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX in Mad City. More lakes, more cheese, more fun.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One of Middleton's older and more beloved restaurants may need a new location. According to reporting from the State Journal, someone has filed new zoning requests for the property that Imperial Gardens sits on. The beloved Chinese restaurant has been there for 44 years. The property owner lives outside the country. A real estate company called Sanford Enterprises submitted a rezoning request that would allow for a 10-story apartment building called the Imperial. Tom Sanford told the State Journal because of the high heat and smoke used in Chinese cooking, the restaurant would not be able to have a spot in the potential new building. Now, this plan is all tentative. Sanford told the paper he does not have a developer yet. Imperial Garden often has long waits and families who have been coming for generations. Its consistency may be because its staff have been there a while. Its newest chef has been there 12 years. This plan would also require amending Middleton's comprehensive plan. There was supposed to be a hearing on that, but it's now been delayed. It's set for October 28th. Meanwhile, Rutabaga Paddle Sports will close its doors. The owner is leaving the business to become a chaplain. Owner Darren Bush loves paddle sports so much that his Substack username is Canoe Lover. Rutabaga just opened a big multi-million dollar building in Fitchburg a few years ago. But Bush says a heart attack gave him a new passion. He's been a volunteer chaplain for hospice patients and their families and now wants to take it a step further and be a chaplain full time. Rutabaga Paddle Sports will be open through the end of 2025. And single-game playoff tickets to see the Brewers are on sale today. After clinching the NL Central Division title, the Brewers are guaranteed to play in the Division Series starting October 4th. Division title merch is already for sale, too, at the team store. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Mostly cloudy today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-70s. Tonight, we stay stuck with the clouds. Lows stay mild to the upper 50s. And tomorrow, slightly cooler, slipping to about 70. With more clouds than sunshine, the sun will return by Thursday and into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The John and Gordy Show.
The FCC Gestapo is coming out to take us away.
All right. All right. Coming in hot, huh?
I just don't want to go off on the deep end here. You know, I know I'm going to do it. I know it's going to happen. I bottled everything up last night. Oh, man. You know, the family, I apologize.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8. On 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey everybody, Jimmy Kimmel's back on the air. We'll explain what it means for free speech here in Wisconsin. And Badger football head coach Luke Fickell under fire. We'll discuss your chance to win green and gold tickets in Green Bay continue.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It's not an option. It's...
my dear friend Jimmy and his amazing staff. They continue the show. You know, I'm so happy for them. Plus, now that Jimmy's not being canceled, I get to enjoy this again. Once more, I am the only martyr in late night.
Did Emmy?
Wait.
Yeah.
Was he holding up?
Let's get Colbert back. Put the same pressure on CBS now. Let's do this. Chris,
yes.
Who said, I'm really good at this stuff. Your countries are going to hell. Who just...
Danny Bonaducci.
No, that was Trump just to the UN right now. Wow, record time for us to be an international embarrassment once again, Allison. Who said whoever's operating this teleprompter's in big trouble? I ended 7 wars. I never even received a phone call from the United Nations offering to help. There are 2 things I got from the United Nations. A bad escalator and a bad teleprompter. Thank you very much.
Susan
Day. I have to wonder if the UN stopped the escalator, thinking he might just get stranded on it because
then he'd be
not
so confused.
Enough.
Right, he'd never get there. That was a good plan.
He didn't know how to use a broken escalator.
He just stands there all day long. What? Huh?
Help! Help me!
Help! What happens now?
Saturday Night Live. Are you listening?
Oh, well. There you go. So, Allison, we've been talking about Tylenol all morning. They said acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Acetaminophen.
Yes.
Acetaminophen.
That does sound like a city in Afghanistan that Obama would have mentioned.
Abbottabad.
Oh. I seen him.
Abbottabad.
Yeah. Okay. They said it's the safe.
Abbottabad.
Okay. Now make one with acetaminophen.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get on that.
They said it is the safest pain reliever option for pregnant women as needed throughout their entire pregnancy. Rigorous research endorsed by leading medical professionals, global health regulators confirms there is no credible evidence linking acetaminophen to autism. We believe independent sound science clearly shows that taking acetaminophen does not cause autism. We strongly disagree. Guys are deeply concerned with the health risks this poses for expecting mothers. So, Allison, the question of the hour, because we were saying if they can sue the bejesus out of the Trump administration, of course, we are going to pay for it, taxpayers. Mm-hmm. But someone else was saying that they can. Do you know of any legal theory that says they can't sue either the government or Kennedy or Trump individually?
No, I think you can sue them for defamation, per se defamation. But again, I am not a lawyer.
What?
But we've you know, Trump, and they will say, oh, well, it's part of our job, right? Which is why, you know, E. Jean was able to sue, because of the things that he did wasn't part of his job. But this is, so maybe that's what's stopping folks. He can say hydroxychloroquine.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yes. What's that about?
But he can't say acetaminophen.
He can only say quack things. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Allison. You've been waiting so patiently, queuing up for Allison Gill. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. And Allison, despite your white bread presenting, did you make 2 funny jokes about Prince and James Brown?
Yes.
Honky honky.
Yes.
Just add them.
Yes.
All right.
That was a good Papa's. What was it? Papa's got a. It was about the. It was a Tom Holman joke. What was it?
Papa's got a brand new bag, man.
Okay, that was funny.
Yes.
See. All right, go ahead.
And she backed it up with the prince in the elevator.
I mean, she is magic. And by the way, she hosts the Mueller, She Wrote, The Daily Beans, Unjustified, Clean Up on Aisle 45, and I don't... Is it 10?
You're on 10?
Is it 10 now?
10 podcasts?
I have the breakdown on the Midas YouTube now, Sundays at 3:30.
Oh, yay! My God. Okay. All right, Kevin, go ahead.
10 shows a week
Awesome. So let me... again, another James Brown. She's the hardest working woman in charge. But anyway...
There you go.
This is almost Jimmy coming back. This is almost an analogy of like Revenge of the Nerds, except that Trump and his holler monkeys are not jerks in any. I mean, are not jocks in any way, of course. But I hope that this shows people that yes, I have known this since grade school because I was, you know, I'm still mad that my dad didn't give me his 6'2" jeans. But I learned quite early that you don't back down from a bully. In fact, 2 of our biggest bullies, I became friends with them, bizarrely, because I stood up to them. So I hope this shows everyone that he is a weak man. Do not be scared of him. CBS, you should take notes. Everyone should take notes so we can get rid of him and his ill out of here.
Yep, yep. I mean, Allison, I do think this isn't over. Like you say, we'll see what happens after tonight. But I think Sinclair saying they aren't going to... I mean, he's going to continue to bully and threaten and all of that. So I'm curious where you think this, you know, where this might go. Because obviously, Trump's going to freak out about this at some point.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he'll continue, just like you said. He then is probably going to go after Seth Meyers. He'll go after Saturday Night Live. He mentioned The View, even though The View didn't say anything. They sat quietly about this. So it's
well, they did say something yesterday, finally.
Yesterday, right.
Yeah, I mean...
He'll keep marching on to silence the dissidents. That's what... Well, authoritarians do.
Whoopi said yesterday that, you know, they were waiting to see what Jimmy Kimmel said first, you know, but I was saying to Chris, you know, I think part of it's not just fear. It's also them knowing that ABC Disney wouldn't have their back like they didn't have Kimmel's back. So, you know, they had to be understandably afraid. Like, what if we say something that then, you know, it becomes part of the ABC Disney dominoes, right?
Right. And I, you know, have been seeing, you know, at least with the news media, folks who are leaving the big corporate conglomerates and going independent are being able to reach more people.
Right.
So I don't know if that's true for like a late night because the networks are where they are. But the media as it is right now, it's not 1978. We don't just have a television with three channels on it. People will watch these guys wherever they go. You know what I mean?
Well, you were saying, you know, Disney could do a couple of smart things, right? Tonight on this, in the markets where Sinclair is not going to air it, you know, stream it, right? On Hulu, whatever. I mean, there's got to be ways because obviously the public has demanded this. They took a huge hit in the wake of this, right?
Yeah, maybe get Goya Beans as a sponsor. And just stream it live.
All right. So when the Bureau of Labor Statistics announced this month the preliminary results of its annual revision to job gains, it revealed employers added almost a million fewer jobs in the year leading up to March. Don't know if we can ever trust the numbers again, but the past few months have seen a marked slowdown in job creation, including the first month of net job losses since COVID. This is created by one man. The unemployed population, along with higher unemployment for new workers and minorities, are hallmarks of a weakening labor market, a warning of an increasing recession risk. I mean, Labor Department reports rise in annual inflation. You know, Allison, the thing that's, it's hard for them to spin this. I was just, granted, it's the expensive market, but I forgot OJ for the party this weekend. It was almost $14.
I'm like, orange juice, not,
right. And then I went
to OJ Simpson.
No, that would be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
And you were like, oh, you shouldn't go to that market. I went to the other one. It was $16. I mean, you know, people are paying. They're seeing these prices, right? In their coffee, beef, you name it, right?
Yeah, the people who don't pay a lot of attention like we do, that's what they pay attention to.
Yeah.
And that's what they vote on. And that's why, we did so well in the 2012 midterms. That's why we did so well in the 2006 midterms. Like to 2018 is because the things that, you know, kind of, and I say low information voter not as an insult, just people who don't pay as much attention.
Yeah.
That's what they pay attention to. And right now, according to polling, the economy is the number one problem. And he's negative double digits. And he's got the worst approval rating of any president in history. He just beat the record for the worst, which was himself.
And even the Wall Street Journal recently, you know, it talked about Trump blaming Biden for bad economic news won't work as an excuse for much longer. They said it was no surprise that Trump did so, but if the president would actually be wiser to see it as a warning about the current fragile labor market. I mean, I'm not sure how long that flies with MAGA, that everything is Biden's fault. It starts to sound like a punchline. You're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, the latest poll shows back in September 2024, about a quarter of Americans were not positive about where the economy was going, and now it's 61%. So 75% of people at the end of Biden's term thought we're going in the right direction, the economy is going to get better. Now only 40% think so, 39% think that the economy is okay. And
his numbers are
going to be devastating in the midterms.
They're underwater, Chris, on everything, and they are ugly.
Uh-huh.
Ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, white people for the first time aren't over 50% approval.
What?
For him.
Yay. Howard Nutlick.
Lutnick.
Not Lick.
Prove me wrong. Did Tom Hoback turn out to be Holman aptly named?
Yes, he did. He had that bag of ho cash.
Just saying. But he keeps trying this. He tried this recently. The current state of the economy has nothing to do with the policies of Trump. He was asked, inflation in August ticking up, the highest since 21. Manufacturing activity shrank in August, 6 months running, unemployed workers exceeding job openings. If Biden had numbers like that, you'd be on Fox saying, what's going on? And Nutlick said,
Lutnick.
Oh, right. I always get that wrong. Mm. So... he said, so the economy Donald Trump owns starts at the end of this year. The interviewer goes, it doesn't work that way.
No.
He went on to say anyone worried about the economy is worried incorrectly and looking in the wrong direction. Oh, okay. I mean, wasn't this what we took a beating for, Allison? You're not listening to consumers and you're telling them everything's great when it isn't and blah, blah, blah. Now it provably, statistically, is way worse, right?
Yes, and they're not counting it properly. The food insecurity people who used to count how many people were going hungry, they stopped counting that so that we don't report how many people are going hungry. Jobs guy, Bureau of Labor Statistics guy, he's not going to report the real job numbers. The inflation folks, they've canceled the inflation report because they don't want to report. They don't want us to know. Consumer pricing, those people, that has all been gutted. So we don't know what the real cost of things is, at least from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We know at the supermarket, though. So it's like back in COVID when he said, stop testing, because if there's tests, then we have more people with COVID. Or when he didn't let that cruise ship dock on the United States because he didn't want those 3,000 people to be added to his COVID numbers.
Yeah.
He just, that's what he does. And this readjustment of a million jobs, that was to try to make it look like Biden didn't create as many jobs as he did.
Yeah.
Because most of those came 9 months in 2024. So they're just full of it. We can't trust any of their numbers.
This is happening in state. It's not just out here. It's happening state after state. Farmers in Pennsylvania's red counties desperate for workers. There's one county where Trump won 75% of the vote in 24. Farmers are losing patience with the White House promises of a quick solution for farm workers. The urgent need is highlighted by stories like those of a multi-generational dairy farm that sold off all its dairy cows because the owner couldn't find workers, and another where the farmer's job listings received zero responses. He said this whole thing is screwed up. He's a three-time Trump voter who owns this dairy farm. He said, we need people to do the jobs Americans are too spoiled to do. I mean...
Well...
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Nicely. Well said. Well said. She's a woman of few but very, very important words. That's why you listen very carefully when she does speak. All right. One more segment with Allison Gill.
How do you have very few words when you're on 10 podcasts a week?
Well, because has hardly any left. And yet she gives and she gives for America. Okay. She's all of words. She's used like 11 billion.
Her dry.
All of them. She's used every word.
And now her new podcast. Well, okay. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by FRF. FFRF. Yep. I mean, now's the time, man. I'm telling you, full-on religious takeover of our schools with your tax dollars. Es no bueno, right? Mm. We want kids to go back to learning, reading, writing, arithmetic, leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall. Can I get an amen to the Constitution?
Amen to the Constitution.
Preach me.
Preach.
FFRF, that's enough, defends the Constitution when public schools cross the line, protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, actual freedom of and from religion, join us, ffrf.us/school, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Use the collagen I use and love. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go get my collagen, getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase, or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Bow wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, wow, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
This portion of the show brought to you by Zeba. Listen, you know the three pillars to good health, right? Great diet, lots of exercise, great sleep. And if you snore, not only can you keep others from getting a restful night's sleep, it can also be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss.
Who needs that?
Right? Zeba! It's an FDA-only, FDA-approved, and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. We talked to him last week.
We did.
He's delightful.
Yes.
It uses a tongue seatbelt. How fun is that? Because the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. It's not in your nose. Did you know that? I didn't. Zeba also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate from now till the end of October. And you're snoring. Save $10 on a limited edition pink Zeba. With every order, they donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to ZYPPAH.com. Use the code PINK or text the word PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Zeba! Whee! 53 minutes after the hour. Remember, we've been talking about prices, Allison. Here, well, finally, some good news. The price of cocaine has dropped 50% because the feds are focusing all their efforts on deporting migrants. So party on, Don Jr.
Hang out,
Party on, Don. Yeah.
Yeah. The cocaine lobby. Hard at work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
It's the All Stephanie
right.
Miller Show.
All right. At least one area he's not blowing it. Okay. Hey, 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 hey. Don't blow all your cocaine money in one place. No. Allison Gill, so
Stephanie
Trump...
Miller.
Trump shrugged off the idea that he and Elon Musk reconciled at Charlie Kirk's memorial, despite cameras catching the pair in a rare cordial disease. Disease? Exchange. I'm sorry.
Disease?
What? I don't know what I was thinking.
They exchanged diseases?
Something. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes, they were, you know, they shook hands or whatever. It's always awkward when someone accuses you of being an international pedophile.
Well, then there's Elon's dad.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the news story today?
The New York Times has a big expose on Elon's dad being... having his way with his children.
Menendezing them?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Wow. Mm. That's a verb out here in L.A. So, Allison Gill, I don't know why I'm using your formal full name. It's because I'm instructed to by the sign behind you. No, but speaking of Musk, I mean, since they keep calling us the violent left, this one story, just, they're violent with each other. Elon Musk reopens Black Eye mystery with cryptic tweet. So remember, who's the, Scott Bessent?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's one hot-headed homo. Can I just say that?
Punchy.
He's very punchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because he had confronted the housing czar, remember, this was a couple weeks ago,
Pulte,
saying he was going to punch him in the face. And so Musk posted a link to that saying, because remember when he had the black eye and he said it was the little... Right, but then Steve Bannon said he and Bessent were in a fist fight in the Oval Office, right? And that's when he had the visual. I don't know what's
nothing worse than a hot-headed.
And they
homo.
All just tell them, Grandma, tell Grandma you fell off the swing. It's all just I don't. Okay.
He blamed it on his little tiny human shield. Remember, my tiny son hit me.
Oh,
with
little X. That's right.
X that did it.
Yeah.
It is weird that he straps his kid to the front of him. Yes.
Or right behind his head, right?
Yeah. Oh, right, when he has him on it. Yeah, okay. Can I just say, with Trump embarrassing us in the UN today, so many hours after Russian fighter jets breached the airspace of Estonia, a NATO, which is a NATO member, Trump indicated he had yet to be briefed on the matter. Do you think he has any idea what's going on?
Never. I don't. I really don't. I don't think he has any clue what's going on. He didn't know who... the synagogue shooter was. He didn't know who the Hortmans were. Mm-hmm. Right. He only hears what Stephen Miller wants him to hear.
Yeah. So the jets were forced to flee after being confronted by Finnish, Italian, and Swedish fighter jets. The reporter said, "Do you see this as a threat to NATO?" And he said, "I'm going to have to look at it. They're going to be briefing me in a short while, so I'll let you know about it tonight or tomorrow." He said, "Well, I don't love it. I don't love it when that happens. It could be big trouble, but I'll let you know later. They're going to brief me in about an hour." I mean, just after all the coverage of Biden, does this not make you insane, Allison? Just he clearly, even his executive order, Stephen Miller has to explain them on camera, and then he's like, "Okay, give me the Sharpie."
Corporate media double standards.
That's right.
I'm waiting for Jake Tapper's book.
Oh, don't even get me started. Slowly I turned. Jake
Step Tapper. By step.
All right,
inch by inch. I just wanted a Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to me.
So as a former veteran, Allison, I wanted to get this Pentagon stuff. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's campaign to oust service members celebrating or mocking the shooting of Charlie Kirk has already seen at least 8 people suspended or placed under investigation. Legal experts warning of a chilling effect on free speech. A witch hunt for individuals who criticize someone the Trump administration is lionizing is extremely dangerous, as it threatens to remove the long-held apolitical nature of the military, said one former Air Force judge advocate.
There are tons of people who want to get out of the military. This is their way, and I would take that ticket as well. But you're going to be left with a military that's all like MAGA insane. So
yeah,
you've got these military members asking for letters, absolving them from any illegality for blowing up boats in the Caribbean. Insane.
Almost any podcast you download, Allison Gill will be in it. So don't discriminate. Just download all of them.
Daily Beans is amazing.
Yes, it is. We love you, Allison Gill. You mogul, you.
Yes.
I love you. Happy birthday week.
Thank you.
WMDX Madison. Come for the cheese. Stay because your car won't start.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, we'll talk to Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author.
And soon, John and Gordy's Turning Pointless will be in your high school with a special chapter.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump spent a large chunk of his speech at the United Nations General Assembly criticizing the UN. He accused the body of promoting empty words while touting his own role in halting conflicts. He claimed he stopped seven wars.
Everyone says that I should get the Nobel Peace Prize for each one of these achievements. But for me, the real prize will be the sons and daughters who live to grow up with their mothers and fathers, because millions of people are no longer being killed.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accused the president of running away from budget talks after the president said he's canceling a planned meeting with Schumer and House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries. The Department of Homeland Security says more than 2 million undocumented immigrants have been deported or left the country voluntarily since the president's inauguration. And the Secret Service has thwarted a plot that could have knocked out cellular service to New York City. No arrests have been made. This is ABC News.